The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Bengals fans are amazing. They're resilient, they're tough, but they're fun. And I'm really excited to hopefully meet a lot more of you.
Isaac has the big game. Then we became a real balanced offense for the playoff run, which I thought was really important.
He put on the greatest route running exhibition I have ever seen in my life.
He was football 24/7, and that was the greatest part of Chad.
Early part, I would tell him when we were throwing deep passes, I said, don't wait too long, you know, because I'm going to get away. He ain't going to have the arm to get there. So, you know, I want to run to the ball, you know.
Well, dude, it looks like Duke's in the waiting room. I don't want to keep Duke waiting. He gave us a very limited amount of time. I know he's a busy, busy man. Duke, what's going on, big dog? How you doing, buddy?
Jim, how are you, man? Thanks for having me on. Yeah, hey. I'm real busy. I'm sitting on my porch.
Yeah, well, hey. I have a little drink going on there.
You know, Joe Burrow has played in big games his entire life, and I would think he will be a steady hand at the bow of the ship. And I think I wouldn't be surprised if they take him all the way to the Super Bowl. I really wouldn't. Yeah.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Talking Football with Bengal Jim and Friends. Our 6-4 Cincinnati Bengals beat down to the city near West Virginia, guys. It was a beautiful, beautiful Sunday. Cold as hell near the city near West Virginia, but this is what all the Bengal fans are doing right now, drinking Steeler tears.
I love it.
That's my buddy Drew Garrison posted that video. That's my dude right there, man. So, guys, real quick lineup tonight. We got Evan coming on here in a few minutes. Evan McPherson. We got Cam Miller kind of promoing his new piece that he's doing, Riverfront Remembered. A lot of stuff about the Cincinnati Bengals. We got our On the Mark segment later. And we got Making a Difference with Tony the Tiger. You're not going to believe where we're at with the charity number. Just barely halfway through the year, guys. So let's – you know what? We don't want to keep Evan wait. I think he's in the waiting room. I think we'll go ahead and go to him. You guys okay with that?
Here we go.
Let's roll.
Evan, what's going on, big dog? How you doing, buddy?
Are we good now?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah, all right. There we go.
I switched to the laptop. I was trying to do it on my phone. Obviously, it wasn't working, so we switched to the laptop.
All good.
You're good.
We got you. We appreciate your time.
Yeah, we will. I know we got you for a period of time here, man, so we want to kind of hit a couple things here real quick. I got to ask you, I'm going to play a quick video. And it's not you. It's not a video of you, Evan. So I just want to play this because I didn't know this until today. So, and this is a great video here. So we're going to play this short clip. All right. So Tell it. Do you know what that kick was, right?
Yep. I know it.
Tell everybody. Tell it, because a lot of people don't know this.
Well, that was my little brother breaking my high school record for the longest field goal made in Alabama high school football history, I guess.
It was 61. Yours was at 60?
It was. Yeah, the crazy thing is he was holding for my 60-yard field goal.
Did not know that. No. So how much did he – I know he had to talk a lot of trash after that game to you.
No, I mean, I was excited for him. And honestly, I feel like I was probably one of the ones that was most excited that he finally hit the kick, because I think he maybe had – he had probably close to 10 attempts over 60 yards that season.
Wow.
And so just to get that one to finally go in, and I think that was the second to last game, I was super, super stoked for him. Obviously would love to have my name in the record books, but if it's his name, I'm fine with it.
That's funny. James, I think you had a problem.
Yeah, you got to be proud of your little brother. Obviously, you went the SEC route with Florida. He went the SEC route at Auburn now. Mm-hmm. Any insight there? Is Lane Kiffin going to be his next coach? What have you heard from Alabama?
Well, I actually haven't heard anything from him. I don't think they really know too much about who their next head coach is going to be. But if I had that insight, I don't know if I'd be able to share it, but I can confidently tell you that I don't know who the next head coach is going to be.
Yeah. So go ahead, James.
No, all good. Just, you know, you got to be proud, as you mentioned, of your little brother doing great things in the SEC and hopefully be at this level. So kudos to him. And, you know, something we talk about on the show a lot is World Cup soccer, which is going on now. We know the World Cup started this week. Jimmy, you got a picture you want to share?
I didn't want to put this on here, but, you know, I got to do it. Where is it? Here it is. This is Evan McPherson right here.
Okay.
Is that really you? Is that really you, Evan?
Yeah, it's me. I think that might have been freshman or sophomore year.
So what position did you play?
So I played striker, forward, whatever you call it. I love to score goals and give assists. So I wasn't in the defense or anything.
Okay. Well, let me do this. I'm going to bring on somebody real quick. This is Mark, who was going to come on later in the show. Mark had a question for you. All right. Mark, go ahead and fire away, big dog.
What's going on, Evan? I was wondering, do you root for a team? Non-MLS, like a European side?
Non-MLS. Well, that's a great question. My older brother definitely could talk to you a lot more about just kind of like Major League Soccer. He's a big – pretty sure he's a Liverpool fan. Mm. Pretty sure. I honestly couldn't tell you. But honestly don't keep up a lot with soccer overseas. Growing up, I've always been a big fan of obviously the U.S. men's, but I've always enjoyed watching the U.S. women's play soccer, just how dominant they've been. And I got to watch them here in Cincinnati whenever they came and played. I can't remember the team they played, but they beat them like 9-1. So it was cool to see them actually in person.
That's cool. Well, Mark, I got you on
the rest of the season.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. So I got some more videos here, Evan. I mean, this is a hard thing to do, right? So you probably have a memorable kick, which we'll get to here in a minute. But you probably, any interview you ever do, you probably get this. But this video right here was probably one of the first videos I saw you outside of college. But the bottle cap challenge here, let's show this video to everybody, because believe it or not, there's still people out here who have not seen this video. All right. That's just absolutely crazy, Evan. So tell everybody that right now that's watching, there's people, believe it or not, that don't know about this. So talk about this.
Yeah. So it was just something that was going around. A lot of like specialists around the country were like doing bottle cap challenges, where if it was snappers, kickers, just kind of doing their own unique ways of twisting off a bottle cap. And I thought it'd be a good good way to get some, you could say, like exposure or like some media attention. And for whatever reason, that idea came to my mind to tape a Gatorade bottle to the balcony up there in the indoor. And took me about 30 to 40 attempts, but finally got it and posted it, and it went viral. I kind of thought it would, but I didn't really know. But whenever it kind of started catching wind and everybody kind of started asking me if they could use it on their platform, it just kept growing and growing. And that's honestly probably one of the main questions I get when somebody meets me for the first time. They're like, is that video real? Like, yeah, I mean, I'm not that good at like editing. So.
Hey, Tom, I know you had a question for him as well.
You know, Evan, in the history of the Bengals franchise, we've had a lot of good kickers. We've had a Pro Bowler in Shane Graham, record holders in Jim Breach, you know, one of the first soccer-style kickers, Horace Muehlman. You've only been here a year and a half. I can't remember any of them having as many game-winning kicks as you have had, and certainly none of them have won playoff games and sent us to the Super Bowl. When you're getting ready for those kicks, do you think of anything different, or is it just walking on the field, concentrating, it's just another kick from whatever distance?
Yeah, I think it all pretty much comes down to not overthinking it. I think, you know, kickers, a lot of the times, you know, we can get in our own heads and overthink kicks, but, you know, at the end of the day, you can't put too much pressure on yourself in certain situations. And so I just constantly remind myself to not overthink things, just go out there with a clear mind and just kind of execute. Because there definitely are times where I go out there and I'm thinking about maybe a streak I'm on, or man, like I hope I don't miss this one. Like, this is a big kick. Chances are you're probably going to miss if you're out there thinking that you're going to miss. And so, you know, I've really been challenging myself just to go out there with a clear mind and just executing and moving on to the next one, and same process every single one.
Following that up with the teammates that you have, if it's a big kick at the end of the game and they know it's going to come down to you kicking it, whether it be halftime, into the game, does everybody stay away from you? Does anybody not talk to you, or is it just, you know, regular stuff?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely some people are different. Some people will come up and just, you know, give me a high five or pat on the head. Just, you know, you got this. Just go out there and do what you do. But then there are those people that just kind of stay away and just kind of let you focus on what you got to do. So there's definitely a little bit of both.
I would like to, first of all, again, thanks, Evan, for being with us tonight. Tons of viewers in the chat area right now on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. If you have some questions, throw them in there. Jamie will try to get to one or two of them before Evan has to go here today. But, Evan, I want to tell you a little bit of follow-up to Tom's question is, I mean, there's been some outstanding kickers in the history of the Cincinnati Bengals, man. And I've never in my life seen more Evan McPherson jerseys around than for any kicker in the history of – I don't know if there's any statistics. I was asking – one of the guys that manages the pro shop down at the Paul Brown Stadium. He didn't tell me exactly how many were sold, but evidently they've sold more kicker jerseys, Evan McPherson jerseys, than any other kicker they've ever had before. So Evan, congratulations on that, bro. That's pretty cool to see people walk around with your jersey.
Yeah, no, it's a big blessing for sure. Just to, you know, be so loved by, you know, one city, and you know, it really does mean a lot. Just to have that support, you know, even through the struggles, I know that the Cincinnati Bengals fans are always going to be behind me no matter what. So, you know, it really gives me a lot of confidence to go out there kind of stress-free because, you know, I know I'm not going to be perfect. We strive to be, but nobody's ever going to be perfect. And so it kind of lets me relax and know the times that things don't go right, you know, not everybody's going to jump on my back and hate me. And so that's what I've really loved about just kind of getting to know the fan base and just trying to really connect with them, because, you know, those are the people that are coming and cheering us on, taking, time out of their day to come watch us and kind of screw with the other team. So
yeah.
Well, anything I can do to connect with the fans, I love to do.
Well, Evan, let me tell you something. You knew the history of the Bengals, had some great years. We've had a little stretch there before last year without winning a playoff game here. But let me tell you something. You will ever be remembered in football history, Cincinnati football history, for a lot of things you did last year. But this video right here brought tears to tens and thousands of Cincinnati Bengal fans across the world. So AFC Championship field goal right here.
31 yards, McPherson, and Cincinnati is heading to the Super Bowl. He called it again, I'm sure. He walked up and he goes, "Can you believe, Coach? We're going to the Super Bowl." This was just dead center. Shooter McPherson.
So, Evan, you got to understand, I almost have tears in my eyes watching that damn thing. Me, Tony, Brandon, Caleb, James, we were all there in the corner of that end zone to the left of that upright.
Okay.
And we were literally crying. We could not stop. We couldn't even talk to each other, brother. You and your boys, man, it was a magical run last year that we were a minute and a half short of winning that damn thing in the Super Bowl. But talk about the emotions of that AFC Championship kick right there, brother.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think you can honestly put those emotions into words. It's real tough. Because obviously coming in, they kind of prep you on, you know, the history of the Bengals. You know, they've had a rough couple of years. You know, it's been a while since you've been to the Super Bowl. And just to come in first year and experience that and to see how much joy it really brought the city and how much pride it brought back, it was truly awesome. And just the emotions on the field, knowing that, you know, we did it. We get to go compete for a Super Bowl. It was really special. And, you know, I really am blessed that it actually came down to me, because it could have easily – we could have easily just ran the ball probably a couple more times and scored. Because I think on that last drive after we got the pick, I mean, they couldn't stop us. And so for them to start taking a knee and just put it all on me, it really meant a lot just to go out there and you know, send the team to the Super Bowl.
That's awesome. Jamie, we have some viewer questions. If not, I keep going here.
Yeah, we do. We have some viewer questions. But before I get to that, I have a quick question for myself. Evan, are you a gamer by chance?
I am.
Yeah, PlayStation or Xbox?
PlayStation.
Madden or Warzone?
Warzone.
There we go. Perfect.
No right. Hesitation. Cool.
I don't like sports games. That's a hot take. I don't like sports games.
Oh, interesting. All right. Cool.
Where did those questions even come from, Jamie? Those were like out of left field.
I want to ask them something a little bit different than the typical stuff that we're getting. All right.
Well, personality questions.
Yeah.
There we go. Okay. Couple fan questions here, guys. From our buddy Augie in New York. If you're taking viewer questions, in cold weather games like Sunday, when the ball doesn't travel quite as far, what is the most important adjustment to make as a kicker on the longer field goals?
Yeah, I think it just comes down to making sure you hit it solid, because the ball doesn't compress as well as it does in warmer weather. The leather is a lot stiffer, and like I said, it's not going to compress, and that bladder is not going to compress like it normally does. And so, sorry.
That's all right.
And there goes our next question about if you have any pets.
About my pets?
No, I'm just kidding.
But yeah, I mean, just in the cold weather games, you really got to make sure you hit the ball right. You got to hit it solid for it to travel in the cold.
Yeah, I tell you what, Evan, we were at that game Sunday, sitting about the 5-yard line. Tony, me, a bunch of us were there. Man, even in warmups, watching the punts and the kicks, I was like, man, you could tell there was no kicks going into the end zone at all.
You can tell for sure on the kickoffs.
Yeah.
That affects it a good bit. But the balls are kind of deflated too. The cold weather was kind of deflating them a little bit. So it's weird.
Yeah. Let's go one more viewer question. Yeah.
One more viewer question. All right. Let's go with AJ. At what age do you realize you had a gift with kicking?
What age did I realize I had a gift? So I started kicking right around fifth grade. So that'd have been probably when I was, I don't know, maybe 12 or so, 12, 13, 14, something like that. But I'd say it didn't really get too serious until I was about probably 2 years later, like seventh grade going into eighth grade, is whenever I really got more serious about kicking. And that's when my older brother actually went to college to kick. And so that's when I really saw that there was more after high school. And whatever my older brother did, you know, I really wanted to do. So from then on out, it was, you know, my life mission to go play college football and then ultimately play in the NFL. So I'd probably say somewhere around like eighth grade.
Cool.
Evan, do you have time for one or two more?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I'm going to fire one here real quick. So this is a pitcher. Halftime show, you know, you know, just chilling out in the field watching. Who are you there to see? Dre, 50, Snoop, Mary J, Eminem. Who did you want to see?
I was there to see the one and only Eminem.
I lost money on it. I said it was going to be 50. Damn it.
Nope. It was pretty cool seeing him come out from the ceiling, but he just dropped down upside down. But I'm a big Eminem fan. Always been. That goes back to my older brother. Huge Eminem fan. Had a burnt CD that one of his old girlfriends gave him, I think. And he just left it in his car. And every time I would drive it, it should be playing. So I've always been a big Eminem fan. I was hoping to get a picture with him when we were in there, or at least meet him, say hi, but it didn't happen.
That's cool. Jamie, next Super Bowl. You want to go one more viewer question? I know we had a bunch of them in there. I didn't know if you wanted to do one more.
Yeah, sure. Okay, Andrea has a weird question for you. She says, my favorite thing to see is the little double jump that you do right before kicks in the field. Is that something specific to you personally, or is it common amongst other kickers?
Yeah, I think it's just one of those things that where just keeping my legs warm, keeping them loose, and just getting ready to go out on the field and kick. But yeah, I pretty much just use it just to stay warm and make sure my legs are, because a lot of kicking is fast twitch muscles. And so just making sure those are firing and ready to go.
Yeah. All right, Evan. So last question, sorry for all the overly serious questions by us, but what's your go-to here? Is it Shooter or Money Mac?
We'll go Money Mac.
That's what I thought.
I think that's what I thought. Everybody loves that one. So,
all right, but Tom, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead and close that one. My last question. I know you're itching to get one more in.
Well, actually, I was going to do another off the wall one. I was going to ask him about his new holder. How was he? How were his nerves last week? Looked like he did a fantastic job for you.
Yeah, Drew did a fantastic job, like you just said. You know, he's been preparing for this moment for a while. Coming in last year, you know, me and him came in together, went through OTAs and rookie mini camp. And he knew that holding was one of those things that he really needed to, you know, lock down and work on and perfect. And I think that he's done a great job of just, you know, doing the necessary work kind of it took to be where he is today. And you know, he has my ultimate trust, and he's gained that over the years over the past year for sure, just with everything that he's done and all the work that we've put in together. So the operation it's looking pretty clean right now.
All right, so where are you going for Thanksgiving? You going home with the fam? What are you doing? You get to spend a little time?
Obviously, I got married in July.
Congratulations.
Thank you. We just got two puppies in August. And so we're just kind of hanging out here. I think we might go down to Cracker Barrel and have a nice Thanksgiving meal there if they're open. I don't know if they are.
All right. Okay. Everybody's watching right now. Evidently, Evan needs a turkey. We need to get him some food. Pumpkin pie or pecan pie, Evan? Pumpkin pie or pecan?
I'm not a big pie guy.
Cake?
Cake? I'll take cake, but I will say, I would, if I had my choice, I would choose pecan pie, I think. I love pecans. Yeah.
Hell yeah, that's the winner. Evan, brother, look, it means a lot, you being with us. Look, man, this is – I love doing this stuff with the former players and current players because it's a different feel than you got you talking to the media, right? And we love it, man, and there are tons of folks watching right now. We want to wish you luck the rest of your happy Thanksgiving, brother, and you do not understand. You've only been here a year and a half, but you are already etched in Cincinnati football history forever, brother. And
100%.
You're just getting started, man, so we're excited to have you, man. We love you to death.
So you got a long way to go, but – just gonna keep on doing it, and hopefully we can just keep going. Go get to another Super Bowl.
Yeah, we got to get those damn Titans this week first. Let's keep it going here, brother.
Will do. Well, I appreciate
you. We really appreciate your time, Evan. Thank you so much.
Hooday.
Thank you, Evan.
All right, guys. Hooday.
He was awesome.
Nice.
So, okay, you guys are giving me crap here for asking about PlayStation or Xbox. You're asking them if it's pecan pie or pumpkin pie.
I was telling him you're from Canada.
I'm like, what's going on here? What's going on?
He's going to go back to the team. Don't ever fucking go on that show, ever. Be prepared. Be prepared for some off the wall questions.
Some off the wall questions.
That was awesome.
And the correct answer is sweet potato. Can't make that an option.
Is that really a pie? Can we move on? Let's move on. Okay.
Yes, I'm just gonna stroll this banner across the bottom and let Tony talk about it.
Yeah, Tony, let's pop this damn thing up here, brother.
That's insane.
Almost $72,000.
That's insane.
Can't believe it.
Good job, guys.
1 week after the bye week, and with our current charity that we got going on, 72 grand. I think that ain't nothing to laugh at, man. It is awesome. That graphic that you just popped up, I just went ahead and made the executive decision that we're going to go to 100K. That's going to be our new goal. If we don't make it, we're going to make our goal 75, but we got to have something to shoot for, just like our boys going to the Super Bowl. So I'm going to go 100K for this year.
Here was the original. And then Mr. Optimistic. And there we go.
Yeah, 100K. We can do it.
So, Tony, go ahead.
It's awesome. Like I said, almost $72,000. Our current charity that we're working for is the Parkinson Support and Wellness Organization. We started this earlier this week. We're doing a duck race. It'll be held on 12/6. Our goal is to sell out 100 ducks at $50 a piece. It'd be $5,000 going to that charity. And if you guys haven't seen it, it's for a quarterback package that I was able to put together. Awesome package. It's full of all of our quarterbacks. It's something that, I would be proud to have, and it's something that you need to have in your memorabilia for sure. So make sure you buy that duck for this. Winner takes all.
I don't know if we have this or not, but is there, do we have that?
I have it up. Just take the picture down for me. There we go.
Yep, so there's the link. We're doing a little bit different. This is through Eventbrite. Reason is the organization was having difficulties trying to create that separate page that we like. But as always, we'll be transparent with those payments, and 100% of these proceeds will go to that charity. So make sure you get your duck and buy that duck and get your chance into that duck race, which we're going to hold on 12/6. A couple other things just to talk about real quick that's coming up in our charity realm is on 12/4 is our next tailgate. We'll be doing Maddie's House, which is one of my favorite organizations. So we'll be doing that for the charity raffle itself. And it also starts our toy drive for Toys for Tots. So make sure you bring your new unwrapped toy to that tailgate as well and fill the boxes up. We had a hell of a turnout last year. And I'm hoping to exceed that for sure with them toys. So, and then on 12/10, we got something that's going to be released out here shortly. I'll just highlight it a little bit, but it's Fill the Bus. We're going to be going around with the Bengal bus and going to a couple locations, and we'll get some further details. But toys, tigers, and tailgate, that's what we're going to do. Another attempt to, again, gather them toys up for all the needy families and fill that bus up for them. So there's a couple of things that's coming up in our future. So other than that, that's all I really had to talk about with our charity. But you guys are awesome. Thanks to Bengal Nation, everyone who's contributing. It's $72,000. It's unbelievable.
Unbelievable. And to add to the Tigers, Toys, Tots, whatever, the Triple T there on that Saturday, the 10th, we will be ending that at Paul Brown Stadium, seeing our friend Andrea there at the Bengal Pro Shop. So if you want to, maybe you're not going to the game or you don't want to bring the items down, you can meet us at the Pro Shop, see Andrea there, who just commented, and we'll be able to pick up the toys there in the Bengal gym. What's it going to be? It's going to be like a Santa sleigh that that Saturday before the game, just filled with toys. So that's going to be a lot of fun. And as Tony mentioned, we're dot the I's, crossing the T's for that. But that'll be the Saturday before the Browns game at Paycor. So as always, Tony, appreciate everything you do. It's exciting. Couple weeks coming up with back-to-back games, and to blow through that number of 75 and head towards our new goal of 100K.
That's right. We can do it too. I have no worries that we can blow that 75 out of the water. So thanks to you guys. This is a great platform. It's a team effort. Just because I help lead this effort, there's Bengal Nation, all the guys that come tailgating, our little group that does all this. It's everybody. So just appreciate everybody's help on getting this charity goal going forward.
Yep. Can't wait for the details. We're going to have a lot of fun. Everybody that's watching right now, you want to get involved in that Toys for Tots. It won't only be at the tailgates. We are going to have that event on the 10th, and you guys can meet us at different areas across the city in Northern Kentucky and finish up or meet us down at the Paul Brown Stadium. We're going to have a lot of fun with that. So keep your eyes out for that event on the 10th. Tony, we appreciate it, buddy. It means a lot.
Oh, man. Hootay.
All right. Hootay,
buddy. Tony. Cheers, buddy.